Some White House staff members have anonymously wondered to reporters whether President Trump was suffering from what's known as roid rage, anger, euphoria, mood swings, which can be caused by steroids like the dexamethasone his doctor prescribed to treat Trump's COVID-19 infection. White House Speaker Nancy Pelosi referred to Trump's behavior, even as she insisted the legislation she unveiled would not apply to the president, unless, of course, he were reelected.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents. A president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. This legislation applies to future presidents, but we are reminded of the necessity of action by the health of the current president.
Pelosi and Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin, who is a constitutional scholar, unveiled the legislation that would establish a bipartisan commission on presidential capacity. They noted Article 4 of the 25th Amendment to the Constitution gives Congress the power to establish a permanent body that, with the concurrence of the vice president, can declare the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Raskin said his legislation would give the Democratic and Republican leaders in the House and Senate each the ability to select 4 physicians and 4 psychiatrists to serve on the commission. In addition, they would select by party 4 retired leaders like former presidents or surgeons general to serve. The 16 appointed members would then select a 17th member who would chair the commission. Raskin previously proposed similar legislation 3 years ago. He answered the question of why he's resuscitating the proposal now.
There's never a really good time to do it because it's always seen just in its local circumstance as opposed to the need to have this institutionally. I guess I would say this is the situation has focused everybody's mind on the need for following through on this suggestion in the 25th Amendment that Congress set up its own body. And I think, again, in the age of COVID-19, where a lot of government actors have been afflicted by it, we need to act.
Raskin's legislation has 38 co-sponsors, all Democrats. Republicans reacted swiftly and negatively. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said it was an absurd proposal. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called it absolutely absurd. Trump's behavior has led to alarm and speculation that he's suffering from either the mental confusion that COVID-19 can cause or from the mood swings from steroids. Critics have pointed to his statements that he feels better than he has in 20 years, his so-called joyride outside Walter Reed Hospital in a hermetically sealed vehicle that put his Secret Service staff at risk, his abrupt cancellation of talks over coronavirus economic aid, and at times seemingly manic series of tweets. But none of those actions are out of character for Trump, so it's hard to tell what caused them. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Clearly, he is under medication. Any of us who is under medication of that seriousness is in an altered state. He has bragged about the medication that he has taken. And again, there are articles by medical professionals saying this could, as I said earlier, could have an impact on judgment.
Congress is not in session, so any serious consideration of the bill, let alone votes in the House or Senate, is unlikely until a new Congress and perhaps a new president is sworn in. It remains to be seen whether Democrats will still press to advance the bill if Joe Biden is in the White House come January, and if Republicans would still find the notion of such a commission absurd if a 78-year-old Democrat assumes control of the presidency. For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari.